Keep Benitez quits, days after Israeli Prime Minister appeals to public to prop crumbling government. By Deborah Brand on June 6, 2022. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's spokesman resigned on Monday, marking the fourth departure of a key aide within a month and coming 2 days after the Israeli premier issued an unprecedented open letter to the Israeli public to do everything to support his teetering government. Matan Sidi's resignation comes after Bennett's diplomatic adviser Shimrit Meir, chief of staff Tal Gonsby, and office manager and personal assistant Naomi Sasson, all quit over last month. In April, coalition whip Idit Silman, from Bennett's own Yamina party, quit the government, reducing Bennett's coalition to no longer carry the majority of Knesset seats. Bennett, in a statement released by his office, thanked Sidi for his work and said that Matan has been with me through all moments, those more successful and those less, managing communications with professionalism and great talent. Despite his young age, he showed understanding, fluency and knowledge in the many areas I dealt with, along with extraordinary abilities in managing national events and complex communications crises. Sidi, at only 26, managed all the Prime Minister's office's communications, including that of the Mossad, National Security Council, National Economic Council, National Cyber Directorate, among others. On Friday, Bennett issued an unusual letter to the public, which was seen by many as a desperate Hail Mary to save his crumbling government. Bennett said the government was formed just days away from a fifth election cycle that would have taken the country apart. And then I made one of the most difficult and most Zionist decisions of my life, to establish a government to save Israel from the chaos and have it function again, to connect to people with different opinions than my own to save the country. Together with my colleagues in the government, we brought Israel back to functionality and growth, he went on, according to a translation by the Times of Israel. The choice now, Bennett said, is to move forward with a functioning state, or to descend again into chaos, internal hatred, external weakness and the enslavement of the state to the needs of one man. If we do not want to fall backward, we must all take action. This letter is a call to action, he concluded.